You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, you might remember recently I spoke with Carol Nash from Portobello in Scotland to talk about her experience of using technology, someone who hadn't used a smartphone at all, and then within the space of a few years after losing her sight, realised that learning this new technology, learning how smartphones worked and how tablets worked and smart speakers and all of that, really could make a difference to her life for the better. And that's often the biggest challenge when it comes to anyone who wants to learn new technology is, first of all, how do you do it? Where do you go for help and assistance? And if you're blind, of course, it adds a huge amount of other complications. You know, you might have friends and family who want to show you how something works, but they don't know how to do it from the blind point of view. So where do you turn to? Well, thankfully, there is a service. It's called Technology for Life. And it's available here at RNIB. And one of the people involved in that service is Joe Fullerton, who joins me now on the line. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Stephen. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tell me about your role at RNIB.
Well, I'm a Technology for Life coordinator for the whole of Scotland. And my role involves answering inquiries directly over the telephone and via email, doing some online delivery of training and other support, and supporting other organisations as well to be able to help people with sight loss, and managing volunteers. So we have a network of volunteers throughout the UK who can visit people in their homes in normal times when lockdown's not in place. And we also have remote volunteers who can help people over the phone. And because of lockdown, our home visit volunteers are currently also doing remote support. So our volunteers can provide help over the telephone at the moment.
Yeah, it's an interesting time to talk to, isn't it? Because, you know, I ask you the question, what can you offer? A part of your role, I guess, is to, as you say, facilitate a lot of this to help people get access to information and people as well to speak to. But all that's been thrown up in the air due to coronavirus, but you've still continued to offer support through, as you say, remote support. Tell us about the role technology can play in the life of a blind or partially sighted person?
Well, technology has always been important to people with sight loss, ever since things like the advent of Braille, which is a type of technology, and Braille typewriters, Perkins Braillers and so on. Technology has been really central to blind people's lives. And as technology has developed with the advent of the computer and the portable devices, portable computers, handheld recorders, phones and so on, it's just absolutely blossomed. So people can now use a powerful computer that fits into their hand, carry it around with them wherever they go, with full accessibility built into the operating system. So there's so much choice now. People can go and buy a standard smartphone off the shelf and out of the box, get it working in an accessible way with a screen reader. They can attach a Braille device if they wish. And they can also have magnification, they can use large fonts and different colour schemes, and they can also use their voice to control their phone. So they can make a phone call by simply saying, phone John Smith, and it will phone their friend John Smith without them even having to push a button. So technology has just come on leaps and bounds, and also the awareness of technology has really developed. So friends and family are more aware of the possibilities now, but they don't always know exactly how to work a screen reader on a phone. Once the screen reader's running, a lot of sighted people feel quite anxious because the phone's suddenly talking away and the usual gestures don't work in the normal way. So it takes a little bit of a learning curve, you know, for sighted people to be able to support someone with sight loss to use a mainstream phone. But it's a learnable skill. And what we like to do is make sure that we're available to support people directly, so people can call us to get the help they need. But their friends and family can also call us to get the help they need to support their loved one. So there's lots of possibilities.
It's often that disconnect, isn't it, between buying the product off the shelf and then being able to use it. That's the challenge for many people. And I think there are people listening to this who will say, I'd love to go in and buy a new smartphone, Joe, but, you know, I get it home, I open it up, I pull it out of the box, and suddenly I'm sitting here with a sheet of glass in front of me with perhaps a button on it. What do I do next? Is that where Technology for Life comes in?
Yeah, so that's what we're here for. So we've got one phone number, which is the RNIB helpline number. We're available Monday to Friday, 9 till 5. You can contact us outside those hours by either using the helpline email address or contacting the main helpline. It's the same number. And the main helpline is 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, and also 9 till 5 on a Saturday. So inquiries can be lodged with a helpline. A lot of our helpline staff can answer initial inquiries like, how do you turn on voiceover on an iPhone? Or, you know, where is the magnification feature on an Android phone? A lot of our helpline advisors can answer those initial inquiries, but then they will also refer customers on to our service that's 9 till 5, and we'll do a callback. We can arrange for a remote volunteer to work with a customer. So we can put you in touch with a friendly, experienced volunteer who will make a series of phone calls over a period of, say, a few weeks, taking you step by step from taking the phone or the tablet out of its box, turning it on, where all the power buttons and power and volume buttons are, that kind of thing. There may be a home button, that sort of feature. Otherwise, it will have a smooth screen. But then they will take you through the gestures that you need to use to be able to use the phone. They'll take you through the voice control options that you've got with your device so that you can use the phone hands-free. They'll talk you through various settings you can use. For example, if you have a screen reader turned on an iPhone, you can ask it to automatically answer calls so that you don't need to worry about the gesture for answering calls. However, you could also learn that gesture, which is quite simple. Just a double tap when you hear the phone ring. So double tap with two fingers. So it's easy to answer a call when you get a phone call, as long as you've got voiceover running. And you know, the other day I was asked, how do you power off an iPhone if you can't see the screen? Well, again, you press the power button as normal, and then you just do a double tap, and it turns the phone off. So it's a simple thing to learn, but if you don't know how to do it, it can seem very difficult at first.
That's right. It can seem like a mountain to climb. And, you know, Joe, I've been messing around with technology since I was 8 years old, and I think I'm fairly proficient, but it's amazing the things I learn every day. And some of that is just by listening to my colleagues here at RNIB from the Technology for Life team talking about all this. And of course, on our Tech Talk program, we talk about tech all the time, and we learn so much from the team when they contribute to the show as well. It's a fantastic service from RNIB. Joe Fullerton, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Stephen.
And if you want to get in touch with Technology for Life, if you want to make that call, and often that can be the hardest thing, isn't it? Sometimes just making the call, saying to yourself, actually, I would like this help, I would like this assistance. I'd, you know, maybe like to have this call and have this chat before I buy a piece of technology. Why not give them a call? It is such a fantastic service. The helpline number that Joe referred to is 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. If you have email, you can email them as well. helpline@rnib.org.uk. And as Joe says, they will get back to you in those working hours. This is RNIB Connect Radio.